President Bush met today at the White House with the new president of South Korea, Noh Moo-hyun. The two presidents issued a joint statement noting serious concern about North Korea's declarations about possessing nuclear weapons. The statement said this: President Noh and President Bush reaffirmed that they will not tolerate nuclear weapons in North Korea. But it's not clear how far along the North's nuclear program really is. And as NPR's Mike Schuster reports, the Bush administration has yet to settle on a policy to deal with it.
For 6 months, the Bush administration has allowed the problem of North Korea's nuclear weapons to fester. Finally, last month, U.S. and North Korean officials met in Beijing, where North Korea declared itself a nuclear power. Beyond that, it's all very murky right now, says Ashton Carter, a former Assistant Secretary of Defense, now at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government.
Things are very confused on both sides. The North Koreans, of course, are always hard to read, and it's not clear whether they're determined to press forward to nuclear weapons no matter what, or whether they can be talked out of it. And on our side, we have not yet come, apparently, to closure within the administration behind a coherent strategy towards dealing with this disaster.
It is also not clear how far along North Korea is in the production of plutonium, says David Albright at the Institute for Science and International Security in Washington.
What's very uncertain is how much plutonium could they have separated. Is it a small amount? Is it enough for a bomb? It's difficult to tell from the available information.
North Korea is believed to have enough plutonium stored in some 8,000 spent nuclear fuel rods to build 6 nuclear bombs, on top of the 2 they've been capable of producing for years. In Beijing, the North Koreans announced they had reprocessed all of it, but the U.S. intelligence community has not detected the particular kind of radiation emission in North Korea that must accompany plutonium production. David Albright says if the North Koreans extract that plutonium, the United States will lose track of this most dangerous of bomb ingredients.
Once the plutonium is in separated form, it's very easy to transport. It doesn't require special shielding. I mean, just a tin can with a good sealed lid is sufficient. Unfortunately, without inspectors there, they could have moved the spent fuel, and we don't know where that is.
While North Korea has been marching inexorably forward in its pursuit of nuclear weapons, the Bush administration has been debating how to handle the crisis, whether to negotiate, and if so, whether to do so unilaterally or with the participation of China, South Korea, and Japan. President Bush has said repeatedly he wants a diplomatic solution. Mitchell Reese, an expert on Korea at the College of William and Mary in Virginia, believes the U.S. must engage in serious negotiations, even if talks ultimately prove fruitless.
A large part of this issue has nothing to do with North Korea. It has to do with alliance management. And if we want to maintain good relations with our key allies in the region, Japan and South Korea, we need to go down the procedures. We need to check the boxes of trying to negotiate in good faith with North Korea. If we're unsuccessful, it's important that the rest of the world community see that this is not Washington's fault, but Pyongyang's fault.
But many in the Bush administration believe talks with North Korea are a waste of time. A few weeks ago, the Pentagon circulated a memo arguing the only way to prevent Pyongyang from acquiring a substantial nuclear arsenal is by regime change. But no one believes that could take place without war breaking out on the Korean Peninsula. If the Bush administration even were to declare that U.S. policy, Ashton Carter argues, it would make any diplomatic progress impossible.
If the North Koreans get the idea that we're out to get them no matter what, nuclear or non-nuclear, they have no incentive to stay non-nuclear. Our diplomacy will surely fail.
And again, Mitchell Reese.
So the question really is philosophical. Which do you place higher in your order of priorities? Do you have moral concerns, in which case you should not engage the North Koreans, but rather seek their overthrow as soon as possible? Or do you place higher on the scale of things the idea that stability and order and non-proliferation should take precedence, and therefore it means that you sometimes have to do unpleasant things, unsavory things, like striking a deal with the North Koreans?
President Bush has said in the past that he loathes Kim Jong-il, the leader of North Korea, and he put North Korea famously within the axis of evil. So far, there is little that the president has said that would suggest he intends to offer the bargain that many experts favor, U.S. acceptance of the regime in Pyongyang, in exchange for the verifiable dismantling of North Korea's nuclear weapons facilities. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.